How can we express our gratitude to our God who has given us so much? Let us throw up our hands and praise him. Please stand as you are able and join us in singing one of Josh Reeb's favorite praise songs, Gratitude, found on pages 10 through 11.
Fall short. I got nothing new. How could I express all my gratitude? I could sing these songs as I often do. Every song must end, and you never do. So I throw up my hands and praise you again and again. 'Cause all that I have is a hallelujah, hallelujah. And I know it's not much, I've nothing else fit for a king, except for a heart singing hallelujah. Just one move, with my arms stretched wide, I will worship you. So I throw up my hands, praise you again and again, 'cause all that I have is a hallelujah, hallelujah. And I know it's not much, I've nothing else fit for a king, except for a heart singing hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, my soul, oh, don't you get shy on me. Lift up your song, 'cause you've got a lion inside of those lungs. Get up and praise the Lord. Oh, come on, my soul, oh, don't you get shy on me. Lift up your song, 'cause you've got a lion inside of those lungs. Get up and praise the Lord. Praise you again and again, 'cause all that I have is a hallelujah, hallelujah. And I know it's not much, but I've nothing else fit for a king, except for a heart singing hallelujah, hallelujah.
I wish I'd thought of this earlier. As I look over at Ben and Sue, I should have made a replica sign of what Willie Buer put on the clock in the sanctuary. So I'll cover that clock next week with, "Who cares?" Yeah. Thanks. If you need to leave, whenever you leave, just go. That's no problem. People have already warned me that was going to happen, so no big deal there. But I do want to share with you somewhat of the message that I put together. 8 o'clock, I gave people a minute. I'm only going to give you 30 seconds. And the last time I did this, I cut you short. But for 30 seconds, I want you to think in your mind, you're not going to tell this to anybody, but yourself and the Lord. 30 seconds, think of 5 things that you are thankful for. Go. The challenge for you tonight, or whenever you go to bed next, I want you to repeat in your mind those five things. We are called to increase our outpouring of thanksgiving to the Lord. In looking at the psalm that is a part of 1 Chronicles 16, 20 through 36, so actually from verse 1 through a little bit farther, I only took a small chunk. The Israelites are grateful. They are thanking, they are praising God because the Ark of God, the Ark of the Covenant, has returned to the city of Jerusalem. For the Israelites, for the Jews, the Ark was their symbol that God was present. Up until this time, they had been in exile for a long time in Babylon. They had been removed. The Ark had been lost in battle, and they had been removed from their homeland. And now they have been able to return, and the Ark of God, holding the Ten Commandments, had come back to the city of Jerusalem, and they commemorated that day with celebration. God asked them to offer burnt offerings. Those burnt offerings were about consecration. They were to remember that day, not just the rest of the day, but it's in the Scriptures. We are to remember that day forever into history. They consecrated it with burnt offerings, and then they celebrated with peace offerings or offerings of food. And every person received a loaf of bread and a cake of dates and a cake of raisins. Sounds like quite the celebratory meal, doesn't it? Some versions of the Bible say it wasn't raisins, but it was meat from part of the burnt offerings. And so they celebrated. They were fellowshipping with God, and they were fellowshipping with one another as they remembered. And then the psalm that is here in 1 Chronicles 16 is attributed to David, the psalmist. There are three psalms. There's more than three that don't have a title. But there are three specific psalms that are attributed to here in 1 Chronicles 16 of remembering what had happened, that the Ark of the Covenant had returned. And so they celebrated, and then after the meal, after they shared together, David began to appoint leaders to ministry. And those leaders, kind of like Christian education volunteers, they were charged with making sure the people remained faithful, that the people did not forget. So they were commemorating, they were remembering all of the great things that God had done. Even through the time of the exile when they were away from their homeland. And David wrote it down. He recorded what had done so that they would remember and so that even we today would be aware of. They praised God thoroughly at the time they received His goodness. And sometimes we fail to do that. We have experienced a blessing from God, and immediately we should pour out our praise and our thanksgiving to the Lord. Sometimes we forget to praise in the immediate moment. And they're challenged by those ministers to do exactly what you are doing, setting apart time to worship, setting apart time to meditate on the good things that God has done. But they're also challenged by the psalmist to tell others about the good things God has done in our lives. We tell others, we talk about it. And we use everything around us as reminders of the goodness of God. One short example. Remember, anything that I do in life as a pastor is set up for an illustration of faith. They don't know that I talk about this, but my family's used to this. So yesterday, I had the distinct privilege of helping my son replace rotten wood underneath the toilet. Fortunately, there was a basement, and we had to cut out cast iron and some galvanized. We dropped that out, and there's this rotten wood above us. Oh, it stank. We cut the pipes open. It stank even worse. Who would want to thank God in those moments? It was so wet. We put a fan on it to dry it out for a couple of hours. What are we going to do? We're going to go upstairs, and I'm going to wake up my granddaughter. Even in the ugliness of toilet repair, we can find the goodness of God. Just an example of no matter where you are, look for the goodness of God. I am headed out for 3 days. I call it vacation. I am headed to a pastor's conference at Parkside Church in Cleveland. Roger and Mary Zimmerman got me going to the first one. This will be my third, and if you read the bulletin, final time. I don't plan on going back after I retire, but somebody asked me about that after 8 o'clock service. But I am going there, and it's a time just for pastors. Spouses aren't allowed, just pastors. And I enjoy the large group times when the three keynote speakers will speak, and I enjoy the breakout sessions where you're in smaller little groups. But Alistair Begg is an internationally known pastor, and he's the pastor of Parkside. He's pastored that church since 1983, 43 years. He's got a lot of knowledge. He's got a radio show. I had first met him at Moody Bible Institute in Chicago, and I'm excited to go and listen for what God's going to be working through those three keynotes and all those aspects. And so when I look at Roger and Mary, I thank you for setting me on talk with that. They hosted or they sponsored my first trip, and the church does the last two. I'm excited to go. I mean, I'm at the twilight of my career. Is there more I can learn? We can always learn more. The aspect about, I forgot a prayer, Dan Light, he has left today for a mission trip in the Dominican Republic, and I forgot to say, please be praying for Dan during this week. And in his text last night, he knows that you will be praying, so I'm glad I reminded you. And so pray for Dan as he goes out. I mean, he's young. He's only 79 years old. I worked with some older people this week, and I looked up your birthdays, so I know how some old of, you know, you guys were doing awesome this week. And so, in all the work of getting ready for this, the people that were here, I praise God, and I wrote your names down. This psalm in 1 Chronicles 16 was written for us to remember. And so, I hope that those senior parents, or parents of the seniors, remember this day, and remember the day of graduation, remember those parties and those celebrations. I hope those that are being baptized tonight, parents will remember that, and we give thanks to God. And that's the challenge for each and every aspect. Great or small, it's to be recorded in our hearts and minds that we remember. And there are 8 things that in this psalm, the Lord wants us to do. We are to give thanks. We are to call upon the Lord. Prayer. We are to make known the Lord in our life. We're not to shy away from letting people know that we are a believer in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. We're to sing. You know, I am not musically inclined. I have no voice, but I still sing. I know that there are many that don't want to sing. But the challenge from Scripture, no matter our abilities or lack thereof, we are challenged to sing. We are to tell. We are to tell others. We are to share the glory of God with people in our lives. And we're always to seek God, and we're always to seek to bring people to God, and we are to remember. So at the close of the day, and everybody's schedule is different, at the close of the day, offer up a prayer, thanking God for the blessings of that day. Thank God for the trials of that day, because God is present in every moment of life. Amen. Are there still 3 of them? There he is. We have 4 ushers. One of them is seasoned. The other 3, they are 8th graders that returned from the Washington, D.C. trip earlier this morning, and they came here to serve as ushers. So we're not skipping an offering and doing an exit offering to save time, because we don't want to disappoint those 3 young men. And thank you, Adam, for joining them. So I invite our ushers forward to receive our morning offering. Lord God, we pray that you would use these offerings to bring further glory to you and peace to your people. In the name of Christ we pray. Amen.
You're a good, good Father. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. So as you go out this week, love so undeniable, I can hardly speak. Peace so unexplainable, I can hardly think. So as we go out into the world, as these seniors go out into the world and start this next chapter, just remember, we have a good, good Father who will go with you in everything that you do. Our closing song, Good, Good Father, is a favorite of Senior Jay Riley. That's found on pages 12 and 13 of your bulletin. Following the spoken benediction, our benediction and song is a favorite of Ollie McDonald, and it is The Trees of the Field.
I've heard a thousand stories of what they think you're like, but I've heard the tender whisper of love. In the dead of night, you tell me that you're pleased and that I'm never alone. I've seen many searching for answers far and wide, but I know we're all searching for answers. Only you provide, because you know just what we need before we say a word. You're a good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. You are perfect.
May a spirit of joy and thanksgiving well up within you this day and forevermore. Amen.
You shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills will break forth before you. There'll be shouts of joy, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands. And all the trees of the field will clap their hands. The trees of the field will clap their hands. The trees of the field will clap their hands. For you